Hello children, how are you today? I hope you are all fine. Today we will be doing a new chapter in literature. But before I tell you which chapter, let me tell you a short story. Once, some birds were caught in a hunter's net. They had come down to eat the grains of rice that were scattered on the net. Now they tried to get free one by one, but they could not, as the net was too heavy for them to lift. Then one of the birds said, "Why don't we all try together to lift the net instead of trying one at a time?" So on the count of three, they all started flying upwards all together. They were then able to lift the net all together. They flew to the mountains where their friend the little mouse cut through the ropes of the net with his sharp teeth and set them free. They flew away happy to be safe. Now, what do we learn from this story? Yes, that when we work together, the work becomes easy. Like for example, mummy must be doing all the work like cooking, washing, dusting all by herself. She must be tired by the end of the day. But why don't you help mummy? If you help mummy in her work, not in cooking and washing, but maybe you can dust all the windows, wipe the table and chairs. So in this way, you can make her work a little lighter for her. So from now on, all of you are going to help mummy in her work. Yes? Very good, girls. Now I am going to read the chapter 5 in literature. United we stand, divided we fall. And I want all of you with your pointer finger to follow me as I read. Once there was a little village near a big jungle. The village cows went into the jungle to eat the fresh and juicy grass that grew there. In the jungle, there lived a wicked old lion. He would kill a cow every day and eat it up. The cows, out of fear, stopped going to the jungle. They were sad that they could not eat the grass. They could also not give enough milk to the village farmers. One day, all the cows held a meeting. A wise old cow said, "Listen to me carefully. I have thought over the matter. There is one way to fight the lion. Do tell us, dear cow. We are always hungry. We are ready to do anything to get back to the grass in the jungle," said the rest of the cows. "The lion eats one of us only because we go into the jungle separately. From now on, we will walk into the jungle together as one herd of cows." Every day, the wicked old lion would wait for one of the cows to enter the jungle. He could have a good lunch then. Today, he lay waiting on the grass under the shade of a tree. When he looked up, he saw not one, but a group of cows making their way into the jungle. "Great," he thought to himself, "I can choose the fattest cow and have a tasty meal." His mouth began to water. He stood up. He was ready to attack. He slowly walked towards them. He was just about to pounce upon one of the fattest cows when he got the shock of his life. Moo! Moo! The herd of cows, enjoying the sweet and fresh grass after a long time, had seen the lion coming towards them, saying, 1, 2, 3, they had all mooed loudly all together. Then saying, 1, 2, 3, they moved together towards the wicked lion, once again mooing loudly. The lion got a terrible fright. "Hey, hey, help!" he cried. "Cows attacking me? The king of the jungle?" He turned and ran. And do you know something? He is still running. The cows were never disturbed again. That is because they had got together and chased the enemy away. This story teaches us the lesson: united we stand, divided we fall. So you see, when they went into the jungle one by one, it was easy for the lion to catch them and eat them up. But when they went all together, what happened? They frightened the lion away. So as I told you earlier, the story of the birds, when you do things together, you find it easier and you can do it much better. Now children, I want you to read this chapter 5, United We Stand, Divided We Fall, once again with your mummy's help. I'm giving you some exercises to do in the worksheet below. You will do the work in your exercise books. There is also an answer key which you can refer to. If you have any doubts or if you don't know any answer, you can look at the answer key and get the answer from there. Alright, so bye children and have a very great day. Thank you.